Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 1045. It's Chum 1045's Breakfast Battle.
Let the battle round begin.
Welcome back to an exciting Breakfast Battle, which happens every morning at 6:30 here on Chum 1045.
Yes, it does.
Meredith, are you ready for action?
Oh, I was born ready, Jamar.
Okay, just remind me, were you born ready yesterday?
No.
Okay. Just wondering.
No, I wasn't. I was a little delayed yesterday, but today's a new day, and I'm thinking half full.
Yeah, okay. Well, hello to Priscilla. Hey, Priscilla, you're on Team Meredith.
Good morning.
Hello, Priscilla. I love your name. I'm very into it.
Thank you.
Like Priscilla Presley, Priscilla Queen of the Desert. There's so many things.
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Yeah. What's your nickname?
Oh, God, it's in Spanish, so I don't think anybody's going to understand it.
I would love to hear it.
Chilin.
Oh.
Say it again.
Chilin.
Chilin.
Does that translate to anything?
No, it's my parents. I don't know why they do that.
I know. Yeah. I get it. Mine called me Muffy. I don't know why they did it either.
Can you imagine if we were speaking another language and you told someone your nickname? Muffy. Yeah. Muffy. What does that mean in English?
Okay. You know what, Jamar? I thought we were friends.
We are friends.
So basically, it's Priscilla and Meredith or Talene and Muffy. That's the
Talene
team.
Talene and Muffy.
Talene and Muffy on team winner.
All right. Well, Krista is on team Jamar. Hey, Krista, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Krista. And what part of town are you in?
I'm in Hamilton.
Hamilton? Cool. Cool. Uh-huh. Any cool nicknames or just Krista?
Usually Chris, but...
Chris?
Mostly just Krista.
Oh, cool. It's funny how we have an obsession with shortening the names that are already short.
It's true.
If Krista wasn't already short enough.
Chris and Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris and Jay. Okay,
Chris
so...
Jay, Talene and Muffy.
Today, it's three-letter words or names for Breakfast Battle. That is the topic.
Three, okay? Three. Not four. Three.
Three. Okay, so...
We're on the radio.
I believe we're first today.
Yes, I think you're right, Jamar.
Krista, are you ready?
I am.
Three-letter words. Caitlin, bring us in, please.
Krista, your 30 seconds starts now.
To lie in the sun and get a bit of color.
Tan.
Another word for angry.
Mad.
Place where you work out.
Gym.
You sleep in one of these.
Bed.
You go there to see the animals.
Zoo.
This is made of fake or real hair.
Wig.
An animal that barks.
Dog.
It's hard to drive when this is thick.
Car.
Nope.
Oh, sorry.
Short version of the name Jennifer.
Jen.
The movie about a stuffed bear named starring Mark Wahlberg.
Pat.
Ah.
That was so good. You tricked Caitlin. You lulled her into thinking you got all of them.
I was like, yes, yes, yes. Wait. The answer we were looking for that question was fog. That is makes it difficult to drive. And the movie about a stuffed bear starring Mark Wahlberg is Ted. You still got eight. That is very good.
Okay.
Good job, Krista.
Thank you.
We got some work to do, Priscilla. Are you ready?
I know.
Okay, we got this. We got this, girl. Caitlin, bring us in.
Priscilla, your 30 seconds starts now.
A very short sleep in the afternoon.
Nap.
The giant seed inside of a peach.
Pass.
It's another name for a pimple.
Zit.
Another word for taxi.
Cab.
You wear this on your head.
Hat.
An animal that meows.
Cat.
A baseball player swings this.
Bat.
You use this to unlock a door.
Key.
Strawberries are this color.
Red.
When you're having a good time, you're having...
fun.
Ah! Yeah!
She got nine.
Nine.
Nine for Priscilla.
For Priscilla for the win. Baby, good job.
You're me.
All right, Talene.
You got that family pack of tickets. The CNE, including lunch for four. The CNE opens tomorrow. And you heard about all that good food, so enjoy.
Okay, what do I do now?
You just hang on the line. We'll get your info. I like it. You're very you were very focused to win, and now you want your prize.
I know,
like,
right?
I don't care that this is a radio show. You're trying to make nice.
Four letter word for hangout. Chill.
Nope. Right. Oh, four. Oh.
Four. Anyway.
Got it.
Let me not take this off the tracks. Hey, you know what, Krista? You were a great player. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
I really thought you were going to win this morning.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
But really, really good job either way.
No, that's all right. Thank you. Congratulations. Thank you.
Good stuff.
Bye.
Do it. Yeah. What's trending in Toronto with Caitlin Green?
Let me know. What's trending in Toronto this morning is the rent. The rent in Toronto continues to climb because the apartment hunting website PadMapper just dropped their monthly cross-Canada rental report. It tracks the average monthly rental prices in Canada's 24 biggest cities. And if you had to guess, would you say that Toronto had become more affordable? Oh, probably not.
No,
we reached a new peak average rental price of $2,300 a month. For one bedroom apartments.
Oh boy. That's why people are like Airbnb being their closet space. And
yeah.
Stuff. Seriously. I've seen some of those. I'm like, that's a room.
And the crazy part is that salaries have not kept pace.
There you go.
So it's like you can't afford to live in the city you live in. That's really bad.
That's tough.
It's
very New York.
It is very New York. And you think of, you know, I lived in my last apartment for so much longer than we should have. And it was because the rent was really affordable. And we knew that the market, in the time that we had lived there, the market had just skyrocketed. And the apartments weren't getting any better. Newsflash. No. It's not like these were renovation costs. The apartments were staying the same. They were probably actually getting worse. And they're just creeping up in price. And two bedrooms are now at $2,850.
As the New Yorker on the show, I will say it's very Manhattan.
Yeah.
You could live in New York, you know, not in Manhattan, and relatively okay. And
well, they always say that Toronto is kind of the Brooklyn.
Exactly.
Like, it feels like that.
And that's what it is. It's Brooklyn, Manhattan.
Yeah.
Another piece of like rental stat that's coming out today, and this kind of plays to Jamar, a conversation we were having on the show earlier this week about neighbors complaining about neighbors.
Yeah.
So there was a new survey that said average renters would pay $225 a month to ensure that they had good neighbors. They would add $225 a month to make sure they had the perfect neighbor. That's the value of having a good neighbor to them.
It can make your life hell if you have a bad neighbor.
That's true.
It really can. I mean, you share a wall. That's about, you know, mm-hmm. just a wall separates you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or driveway or, mm-hmm. you know, you're trying to build a fence in your backyard, property line. It can all be, they can make it very bad.
Yeah. At first I read that number and thought, oh, no, that's too much money. And
Me too.
I realized all the stories we received when we talked about this week. Whew, yeah, no, maybe that's actually worth it. So another hot topic on the internet this morning is the issue of red receipts. These are the little notifications you can opt in or out of on your phone to let people know when they text you that you have read the text message that you have sent them. And so here's the debate. A guy goes on one date with another guy and he shares a screenshot of their text exchange after the first date where he says, hey, can you do me a favor? Click on my contact, press the I, and then turn on red receipts. After just one date.
Also known as, I'd like to control you a little more than I already do.
Yeah. After knowing you for 25 minutes and one drink.
That's crazy.
I would now like full capacity to know when you have or have not read my phone. Because this is text. This isn't just if you've got them. It's if you've read them.
Because really, the person just wants to call you back and be like, hey, I saw that you read my text message. Why didn't you respond or call me back?
It's because I don't like you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And it's an invitation to argument. It's an invitation to argument. So I don't know. If you found yourself in this situation, we would love to hear how you handled it.
I'm sorry. If you are that person right now listening that really wants someone to have red receipts on, you're going to sound crazy. Dial it back a little bit. Just a warning from your friend.
The official Chum Friday song. Friday!
Yay! Yay! Song.
That last song literally could have been a Friday song today.
It's true.
Throwback, nostalgia, summer. And that's what it's all about this morning for Friday. If you're just joining us, Friday is something we've been doing for a while now, and we really, really love it. It's when we say on Friday, we're going to throw on a song that sets the tone for the weekend, gets us started, gets us really pumped, something that we personally love, personal to each one of us in this room. Every week we have a different theme. So this week's Friday theme is summer nostalgia, back in the day songs. So what was your vote this morning or your submission, Meredith, for Friday?
Well, and I love this topic especially because this is what we do every Sunday morning on my show, The Back in the Day Brunch. So
oh, nice.
We play all kinds of fun throwbacks. So if you haven't hung out with me on Sunday morning, that's what we do. And so, expert in this area, I chose something to really celebrate summer, moving excitedly, especially when dancing. That is the explanation of this term. It won the MTV VMA for Best Dance Video in 1997.
Mm.
Mr. Will Smith.
Getting jiggy with it.
Hey! And we're all doing a little dance, too. Getting jiggy with it. This was a great song.
It was good. Getting jiggy with it. And, you know, we're also talking kind of summer nostalgia because CNE, and there is a roller coaster in this music video, okay? He's dancing outside the New York Hotel in Vegas, and there's a roller coaster in it. So basically, it's CNE, it's summer nostalgia, it gets you moving. How can you not love Jiggy?
Of course you can.
How can you not love that?
You can appreciate the song.
Yeah, you want to turn that up on a Friday for sure.
All right, well, that's the one you'll be voting for if you like Meredith's song. My song this morning comes from one of my favorite groups that was unlikely. Like, Gwen Stefani has now become a person on her own, but once upon a time, she was part of an epic rock ska reggae band called No Doubt. And she teamed up with one of my favorite dancehall artists, Bounty Killer, a.k.a. Rodney Price, the Bounty Killer. And she did a song called Hey Baby. All the boys say, hey baby, hey baby, hey. Girls say, girls say, hey baby, hey baby, hey. Hey baby, baby. Does anyone remember when Gwen Stefani was in No Doubt?
Oh, yeah.
I do. It was the greatest.
And her looks, the looks she brought in that band...
Oh my God.
So fire.
Great band.
Love her. Love them.
And her love for Jamaica just touches my heart. She named her son Kingston.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. A woman after my own heart. I love it. Okay, that's my.
And now she's with a country boy.
Yeah,
what? How do you feel about that?
You're right.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, Gwen Stefani, No Doubt, Hey Baby, that's my vote this morning. What do you say, Caitlin?
My vote is for a 1995 classic with a little bit of a disco vibe, a little bit of a disco sample produced in part by none other than Puff Daddy. And in true CNE homage form, this entire music video takes place on a roller coaster. It is Mariah Carey's Fantasy.
Wow. Guys, these are good songs.
This is tough.
This is a tough one this morning.
This is tough. Way to show up my one Will Smith roller coaster.
Yeah, I know.
With your full Mariah Carey roller coaster.
That music video, summertime in a music video.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Okay, but there can only be one. So it's up to you. You got to go to chum1045.com and vote for which song will be the Friday song of the day tomorrow in the 8 o'clock hour. Will it be Getting Jiggy With It with Meredith?
You.
Will it be My Hey Baby from No Doubt? And will it be Sweet Fantasy, Mariah Carey from Caitlin? Chum1045. Those are great songs.
I don't think I've ever heard you woo before, Caitlin.
I'll woo for Mariah.
Woo! Woo!
There's no loser here.
There's no loser.
There's no loser. But there will be a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And that's up to you. So go vote right now on the website at chum1045.com. The E-Talk Entertainment Update with none other than... my butt dial buddy.
What?
Tracy Melcher.
Oh my God.
We have been totally become.
Let's explain that.
What is going on with
Jay's
us?
Jay's the butt dialer. I'm the purse dialer. For some reason, you know, my phone will go off at 2:30 in the morning.
And it'll be.
And I'm like, who's calling me? Who's calling me?
I'm sorry. You're getting a butt dial from Jamar at 2:30 in the morning?
I don't know.
I'm like, hello, hello. You and all see? I hear is like, I'm up in the club. Blah, blah, blah.
I'll get on my phone. I'll be partying.
What year is it?
I have a full drink in my hand.
He actually came back from a DeLorean. Time travel.
And I look down. I'm like, I just called Tracy Melcher. Why?
Oh,
and then yesterday, I get a call I'm like, or a text. I'm like, or FaceTime.
Yes.
I'm like, Tracy, did you mean to FaceTime me?
But they only FaceTime. Like, all the kids FaceTime each other. They FaceTime me. So now when I start, my phone's on like a FaceTime thing.
Do you like how they're both explaining this to us, Caitlin? We're like, we're being like, mm-hmm.
We're splaining away.
Okay.
We're not splaining, but we actually brought it to the forefront.
Okay.
Before it became a thing.
It's the first way to get ahead of it.
Right? I want to know if Liam is answering Miley's.
Exactly. That was my thought, too.
You think he's answering
this? Wow, man. Talk about, you know, it is. Entertainment news, things happen, and then things happen when this drops. So, you know, friends of Liam Hemsworth are telling Page Six. So there are friends of Liam Hemsworth that are talking to Page Six. Let's just put that into context.
Yeah.
Mm.
And they're saying that he's devastated by the pictures of his estranged wife, Miley Cyrus, kissing, I guess, Brody Jenner's estranged wife in Lake Como, Italy. They're now, since they've come back to Los Angeles, Caitlin and Miley. But apparently Liam was heartbroken and blindsided by these photos. And the source is also saying that they're still married and they really did love each other. And they're calling Miley immature. However, this could be in response because on Wednesday, People Magazine published a story saying that it was Miley that had tried to stop Liam Hemsworth's partying ways and that he would lash out at her. So everybody is thinking that, according to this source, that Miley's problematic. But according to this person in People Magazine, saying that he is not this chill surfer dude that he's made out to be.
So this is getting a little nasty, right?
It's getting a little messy.
Yeah.
It's he said, she said.
Of course,
you know, the truth's probably somewhere in the middle of all that smooching. But Miley is saying that her and Caitlyn are just friends and they're just having some fun together.
Okay.
Kissing friends.
You know, it's a whole generation, very fluid. You know, it's just very fluid.
Come on,
29.
Hanging out.
Well,
I'm just saying, you know, it's a thing. Maybe they are just like hanging out.
I think Miley was full on trying to like get under his skin with those pictures.
Yeah.
I think
it's just Miley being Miley.
Okay.
Hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer. Let me tell you, I'm trying to get in on that hot girl summer. I am not too proud to beg. I'm saying, I'm bringing out TLC references. So obviously, it's maybe hot older mother summer. If you start saying it's hot in her,
I'm living
it's a
for
different
that.
Kind of summer. All right. So MTV Video Music Awards, they have added to their list of performers who will take the stage Monday night in New Jersey. So Taylor Swift, you know, T-Swizzle is coming back to the VMA stage. She's going to be joined by, not together on stage, but who knows, Camila Cabello is going to be performing and Shawn Mendes is performing.
Amazing.
They'll probably be performing Senorita.
Right. I know we've been waiting for that.
We've been waiting for that. And he just got a wax figure in Madame Tussauds in Berlin. Shawn Mendes just turned 21. Lil Nas X is going to be performing. Bad Bunny, J Balvin, Lizzo, and Rosalia, who I cannot wait to see Rosalia perform.
Agreed.
Hope she should do a whole flamenco dance number. And of course, the 2019 MTV Video Music Awards are going down Monday night, New Jersey at 9, MTV Canada. And of course, Missy Elliott is going to be receiving the Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award.
Nice. Well,
so excited for
well
that
deserved.
Speech. Yeah, that's going to be great. More from Tracy.
I can't stand the rain.
And T-Top Team coming up tonight on CTV.
It's hot.
7 o'clock. What did you call it?
Slightly older mother summer, girl.
Trending. That is
I'm gonna
trending.
Put that on the gram.
Well, we already saw something that's coming up for fall, but I like this one for the rest of summer.
Ay, 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 my kids.
Hot older mother summer. Sounds like a website I have to clear off my browser.
Okay, Mr. Butt Dialer. Yeah.
Okay. I'm trademarking it.
Yeah, all right, cool. Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you, Tracy.
Thank you. And I promise my phone will stay in my purse, not dialing you.
All right. Clear cash. Delete history. All right, here we go. The moment the army has been waiting for. Mendes Muzak on Chump. The prize is floor seats to none other than Shawn Mendes next month at the Rogers Center, and we have the two players on the line. Nikki's there as player one. Hey, Nikki, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Ooh, I hear phones ringing in the background.
I know.
Ding, 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 ding.
Nikki, are you nervous?
Super nervous.
Yes, I know. Me too.
All right, cool. We have also Nadia, who's player number two. Nadia.
Hey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you guys?
Ooh, cool. Welcome. So we have a bunch of Shawn Mendes songs lined up for each of you. Player one's going to be up first, and we'll take turns. We're going to play a clip from some random Shawn Mendes instrumental covers, which are commonly known as Muzak.
And I mean, if you ever want to spend an afternoon, just go onto YouTube and type in that. We had a lot of fun finding these clips. There is a plethora.
They're entertaining.
They really are.
All right. You just have to tell us the full title to get a point, because if you don't tell us the full title, we can't truly know if you really knew what you were talking about. Got it?
Yep.
Winner gets floor seats. Shawn Mendes, Rogers Center, September 6th. Nikki will start us off. Meredith, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
Before we begin, as the adjudicator here, can I give everyone a tip?
Yes, I like this tip.
Sure, Caitlin. Sure.
For this contest, it comes in really handy if you want help remembering the name of the song to sing along and sing it loud.
Okay? We encourage you to do that, because sometimes it's hard, and sometimes the title is in the next
yes,
set of lyrics.
Exactly.
You
know?
Absolutely.
So sing loud and proud. You got floor tickets available. So, Nikki, we are going to begin with this song. Identify this Shawn Mendes song that was played on the harmonica. Nikki?
Stitches?
Ta-da!
done, Nikki. Fantastic.
Very good. That was Stitches.
It's a little, you know, it's kind of tough sometimes when it's on a different, whole different instrument.
It's super tough when you're listening to it. It's like pressure.
Yes, it is. And that's what people don't get. Sometimes they text in. It's like, no, it's harder when you're actually playing. Okay, Nadia, your first question. We're moving on to the harp.
Oh, great.
Angelic, I know. Give us the title of this Mendez song.
Oh, goodness.
You are lulled to the sweet sounds of...
Can we play it one more time?
Sure.
Sure, yes. Yes, Nadia, here you go. The Angels.
If I can't have you?
No. Now, neither one of you... And you don't like the harp. Neither one of you took Caitlin's tip and sang along, so I would encourage you to in this next round.
That was actually Shawn Mendes' Treat You Better.
Of course it was.
Nikki knows.
All right. Round two. Okay. Nikki, here's an interesting take on for your third song. Sorry, for the second song for you.
Yep.
This is done on the greatest instrument of all time, the kazoo.
Rita.
I was like, I don't want to laugh because I don't want to ruin her chances. Because I don't want to laugh through her sample, but oh my God.
Yo. I was trying so hard not to laugh, to be honest.
Where can I get a kazoo?
We have to link that video because what is happening behind this woman is too good. We'll link it on our Twitter.
All right. Your turn, Nadia. Here's the second song. This is a Shawn Mendes cover done on the flute. Nadia?
Oh, my gosh. I know these songs. I'm just totally drawing blanks.
Do you want to hear it again?
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to get this one to stay alive, Nadia.
Oh, my
goodness.
Got to
get it. Sing along. What is it? What is it, Nadia? For floor six tickets, stay alive. Three.
Treat You Better. I'm gonna go Treat You Better again.
No. That was actually I was actually giving you a clue. You have to get this in you to stay alive. In my blood.
In my blood.
And that was my second, but I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so terrible.
Drink it better.
In my blood.
All right. Good job, Nikki. You are our winner.
You.
That was so awesome, you guys.
Floor tickets. Seeing Mr. Mendez at his first stadium show in his hometown, Rogers Center, September 6th. Congratulations, Nikki.
Oh my God, thank you.
Good stuff. And Nadia, thank you so much for playing. You did well.
Thank you. Congrats, Nikki. Enjoy the concert.
Aww. Thank you very much.
My friends will hate me.
Look at that. I know. Look at that camaraderie.
I know. That's the fear that the Mendez army will come for you. No. Don't worry. Don't come for Nadia. It's tougher than you think it is when you're doing it.
Hey, Nikki, I cannot wait to see your floor seat pictures on Instagram. So please tag us.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. All right. You got it.
At Chum1045. Tag us, please.
Perfect.
And can someone find me a kazoo?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I want a kazoo. I haven't seen one of those since, like, kindergarten.
And I think this girl now has 19 views on that video.
We got to get her viral.
And I think when we found her, she was at 8. So we have watched her up to 19.
Support the kazoo girl.
Yeah, I'm going to post this, guys. Let's get her views up because it's weird.
It's real weird.
And if you can find me a kazoo while you're at it, find me a recorder, too. That's another excellent instrument.
Yeah, don't find me a harp. My mom tried to make me play the harp when I was little.
Really?
Oh, my gosh.
Snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum 104.5.